Hey everybody, welcome to Module 6, Video 3, and we are talking all about authenticity in this video. So what we're going to cover is, we're going to talk about the difference between authenticity and uniqueness. We're also going to talk about dropping pretenses and masks, how you cannot be all things to all people. If you're really going to be authentic, it feels very different than trying to be something. Then we're going to do a 3-card demonstration to answer this very specific question for everybody. What is the next right action for us to really get into alignment with our soul? So first, let's talk about the difference between authenticity and how different it is from being unique. Authenticity is actually the motive and the energy behind uniqueness. It is effortless. So you know the difference when somebody's trying to be unique, like, oh, I'm so different and unique. That's an ego way to actually avoid being truly who you are, which likely would be afraid, or you feel unworthy, or it's not enough, so you create a mask. And many of us have created masks throughout our lives because we're taught that that's the way we have to be. If you look at uniqueness that way, you're looking at the distortion of the ego. When it's healthy, its motive is driven by this soul, because the authenticity of you is all of your truths up till now, without shame, without even thinking about whether you're worthy or not. This is who you are. This is who I have become. And it's a healthy way to see yourself empowered, because your authenticity is the motive for you to serve. So I am serving my personality. So it's like, remember I said, relieve me of the bondage of self, that's the small self, so that I may better do thy will. So when you are authentic, you really know you're doing the will of the divine, you're engaged in the world in a way that is true for you, and you're not fettered by any of the old stories that say that there's something wrong with you, for example, and you have to fix it by becoming something. So authenticity really is that pure sense of freedom that you have when you're just being yourself. And it's an amazing thing when you start to really get the hang of it once you've moved aside some of the more difficult pieces that you still are operating under that prevents you from just being yourself and being comfortable in your own skin, which is really what we're looking for. Sometimes what happens when you're that kind of person that wants to be a healer, or you want to use cards to help people, or you just feel like you're that service person, you're highly empathic, which a lot of the students are. A lot of you guys are like this. So sometimes it can get twisted, because the authentic self, the motive is to heal, but then the ego grabs it, and then the motive is to be needed. There's a difference between the one and the other. One of them is driven by an authentic need to just be of service. It's almost like I'm bringing life force energy through me. When I became a Reiki master, it really got me. It was like, yes, do it through you. You're not using your own energy. Whereas when you want to be the one that's needed or popular or seen a certain way, and that can creep up on us because we feel so good helping other people, then the ego gets in going, ooh, that felt good. Let's do more of that. And then you lose sight of why you're really doing this, and you lose your boundaries, and it's really easy to get affected by other people's stuff, or to allow them to project on you, or for you to project stuff on other people. So this is the dicey area between that uniqueness piece and authenticity and what happens when the ego self kind of goes between the two. But it's nothing to worry about, because in this program, we learn how to see it. As long as you're aware of it and you can be really compassionate with yourself and just say, oh, that's interesting. That came up. Like, I'm very honest and transparent about this. Like, I have a serious issue of wanting everybody to be happy. I want you guys to love this course. I want everything to be good. And, you know, and I'm like, well, turn myself into a pretzel. But you can't be all things to all people. And that was a real hard lesson for me to learn. You know, and also as a public figure, people project onto me, etc. And that's par for the course. You have to get a little thicker skin if you want to be the one in front of the camera. But besides that, all of us come in with this kind of something that prevents our full authenticity. And this is that time to go reading, which was in the first video. It's about really looking at, ooh, how does that keep me separate from other people? Or how do I allow my energy to be depleted? All of these things we learn bit by bit, managing your energy, checking your motives, and just knowing that if you're totally authentic, you're gonna feel so free and you feel good no matter what happens. So now let's look at the 3-card reading for everybody that's answering this question. What is the next right action for all of us to really get in alignment with our soul? So if you were to listen to this reading, This is going to tell you these are the things that you need to do. But it's the thing that everybody, including me, needs to do. This is what Woto suggests to us. The first card is Time to Go. Right? So remember, I brought the Time to Go up card from the last one. Well, Time to Go is we move from an old life and we go towards a new one. And we leave behind the baggage that doesn't serve us. And if it comes up for us, we don't make a big fuss about it. We go, oh, that's interesting. Here I am. Oh, I behave that way again. That's why we stay in 24 hours. We make our amends. We do a personal inventory. You really take a look at yourself and go like, ooh, I could do this better. So that every 24 hours you wake up in a new opportunity mind and you leave behind what doesn't work. That's really crucial to get in alignment with our soul. The soul is adversely affected by the fact we carry around so much baggage. It can't really explore more unless we let it. So that's our job. Now the second card is Round and Round in Protection. So that tells us what are we gonna leave behind? And that's patterns. So Round and Round in Protection means that you can see the cycles that you wanna let go of once you figure out you actually have the key, you possess the key by the awareness. The awareness is the key to actually say, you know what, this isn't working for me. And I always say, like, this is the time when we fire the automatic pilot. So when we immediately go there, we don't stay there long. And this is where I say, too, remember in the beginning I said, just be 60% magic and 60% magic, 40% muggle, or, you know, nomad, or just normal. And now we get to the 80% magic and 20% normal. Why? Because we can get out of it faster. The minute we recognize it, we're like, oh, I'm not going there. And then we start again. Even the really, really difficult situations, you're gonna notice you handle them very differently and you move through them much quicker. You don't stay there as long, and that's fantastic. Nobody's gonna erase everything in your personality, ever. You're always gonna have those things, and I always get triggered by the exact same things, by the way. I know exactly what they are when they happen. Oh, there it is again, bam. And you just go, okay, wow. I get it. I'm in this space right now. I got to get on my bird. We have all the tools. Pick a card. How do I get back on track? All you do is just bring it back through love and self-compassion. Just remember, other people's opinions of you and their projections of you is not about you. It's about them. That's a hard one to remember. Okay, now let's do the third card. The third card is Never-Ending Story. So what is Never-Ending Story? Never-ending story is all about drama. So here it's saying, okay, in order for us to be in alignment with our soul, we have to let go the drama. Look at the drama. Look at, you know, what is this story that I keep telling? This is when we consistently tell our victim story over and over again. I think it was Carolyn Mace that first coined the phrase woundology, right? Where you carry on about your woundology. This happened to me. I'm never going to let this happen to me again. And then you just tell the same story and you're not getting anywhere. And here's the truth about this. It's nobody's job but yours and mine to take a look at this and make a decision that that's no longer going to be the motive that moves you forward in the world. That's fuel you don't need anymore. It's dirty fuel. So you want to get clean octane for your spaceship moving forward. That's not the one. That's going to always take you right back to that round and round where you got to go right back again to the first card, Time to Go. So remember that the way forward is always to really trust that you have the key and the power to decide to change the way you think, feel, and believe at any given moment, even if you do go into automatic pilot temporarily. It is our accountability, yours and mine, and responsibility to make those changes, and we don't have to worry about tomorrow. We do it when it comes up for us in the 24 hours that we're residing in. So stay out of the future, stay out of the past, and if the past rears its head, you go, oh, I can do this differently now. And when the more you practice this, you will become a new person. I have. I'm a walking miracle, having done all of this that I am teaching you how to do. It works if you work it. So here's a quick recap of what we talked about. We talked about having to leave behind what doesn't work, the difference between authenticity and uniqueness, and the difficulties that all of us get into when the little ego mind takes a look at what the authentic soul expresses and wants to make it its own, which is when we go from service to be needed. That's something that everybody needs to pay attention to and watch for. And that can apply to a lot of things. We want to look at and recognize our accountability for these patterns. And then we looked at three cards, Time to Go, Round and Round in Protection, and Never Ending Story. And it really, in summary, was all about letting go of the past and not allowing our victim story to limit us as we move forward into our true authenticity, which is really just being completely empowered by being yourself. The next video, we're going to talk about inspiration, and I'll see you there.